Hollywood gushes over Joe Biden's DNC speech. Above and beyond my wildest expectation. By David Ng on August 20, 2020. Hollywood stars were gushing over Joe Biden's acceptance speech on the final night of Democratic National Convention on Thursday, calling it brilliant, inspiring, and above and beyond my wildest expectations. Celebrities including Bette Midler, Mia Farrow, Deborah Messing, and Mandy Moore performed the heavy lifting by expressing awe at Biden's speech while rallying party enthusiasm around the 77-year-old presidential nominee. Biden hammered President Donald Trump repeatedly during his 24-minute delivery. He also emphasized the physical and economic toll of the coronavirus pandemic while promising to implement a national mask mandate if he wins in November. That clearly sat well with left-wing Hollywood. Actress and Trump antagonist Bette Midler tweeted to President Trump, "You'll never get close to that speech, you miserable toad." Actor Ben Stiller says Biden's speech moved him. Cher hit the caps lock button and, while no votes had been cast, said Joe is my president. Actress Mia Farrow called it a great speech that concluded four profoundly inspiring evenings. Veep star Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who hosted the final evening of the convention, tweeted this November, "We're gonna sing from the mountaintops." Actress Mandy Moore called it an effective and powerful speech, adding that "I've forgotten what decency and cogent and competent leadership looks like." Director Rob Reiner sees hope in old Joe. Will and Grace star Deborah Messing also heaped praise on Biden. Comedian Sandra Bernhardt called the speech above and beyond my wildest expectations. Actor Henry Winkler was clearly impressed by Joe Biden's delivery, which consisted at times of yelling into the camera. Comedian actress Jane Lynch called the speech brilliant and inspiring. Comedian Billy Eichner tweeted, "Way to go to Biden. We're with you. We need you to win," he said. Waitress actress Sarah Bareilles praised Biden, calling him amazing. "Thank you for inviting love and light and hope into the hardship of our country right now," she tweeted. Star Wars star Mark Hamill made, well, a Star Wars reference about Biden and election. Titanic actress Frances Fisher tweeted that she was crying with relief during the speech. Actress Kristen Johnson tweeted, "So inspired." Actor Steven Weber implied that President Trump will be removed from history. Actor-comedian Mike Birbiglia likened Biden and Trump to a human and a monster, respectively. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.